My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's still Lent. You still have another week. Give it your all. Give it your all if you haven't started. It's also baseball season. It's in full swing. I don't know if many of you are in baseball, belong to baseball. My grandpa's a big Twins fan. He has a lot of faith. He's a man of deep faith. I was in baseball when I was a kid. I was a bench warmer. I did a lot of chatter. I was in charge of the chatter, batter, batter, hey, batter, batter, swing. That was my job from the bench. I can do it now. Hey, Catholic, Catholic, repent, repent. And after the game got over, we got to go to the gas station as kids and pick out something we liked. And this particular day, our coach was in a rush to get back home. So he said, does anybody really need to go in? And pretty much everybody was kind of quiet, except one boy, he insisted. And the coach said, are you sure you have to go in? Yeah, I'm sure. And he kind of made a spectacle of the boy, let him go in, and then he made everybody else stay in the car, or in the bus. And the kid bought only one pack of Juicy Fruit gum. I still have that pack of gum. And I like Juicy Fruit. Standing alone and being made a spectacle of is not easy. It's probably the most difficult situation we could ever get into as human beings, having our sins drawn up before us, especially if it's brought before the public in a spectacle. It's the hardest place that we can be in. This is the plight of the woman today caught in adultery, standing before everyone, being made a spectacle of. She was truly caught in her sins. And yet the abuse against her was not finished. They were actually using her to catch our Lord. Not really looking for justice against her, but they were looking to make a spectacle of our Lord. And it's important, my brothers and sisters, especially in the season of Lent, to keep your eyes closely fixed on our Lord and see what he's doing as he calls us to repentance. Notice at the beginning of this gospel where Jesus is, not in the public square preaching and teaching, but in the mountain, alone, praying. Jesus spent time in silence, speaking with his Father, and this is where his real power came from. And so in that critical moment when there is so much turbulence and such a commotion there, and everyone was worried what Jesus might say, what was Jesus doing? He was silent. And finally, he straightened up to talk to them who were talking around him and about him, but not really to him, so that he could speak to them. And he said, let you who have no sin be the first to cast a stone. And you could hear one stone after the next drop. They had all been taught by the light of the world. And the light of the world was showing his light at them, as Jesus does to each one of us in the season of Lent, revealing to us our sins. Which one of us could throw a stone? Lots of stones are cast, especially when somebody is caught or when someone has done wrong. How many of us are dropping our stones? This first moment where Jesus stands up straight, says that he was hunched over and he stood up straight, I think it represents the first time Jesus is stood up before us during Holy Week, which is on the cross, behind this red cloth here. When Jesus straightens up to talk to everyone, he's revealing the power of the cross, that he has all power over sin and death. He is suffering for this woman who is a sinner and for all sinners. But Jesus goes back down again. And everyone leaves except for the woman. She alone is standing there. And he stands up again. I believe the second time he stands up represents the second time Jesus stands up during Holy Week. When is that? When he rises from the dead. And he says to her, "Woman, is there no one to condemn you? Then neither do I." Jesus Christ is the one who will be our judge. He is the one who will condemn. Thanks be to God. Hopefully, he is the one who we have as our judge, not ourselves and not anyone else. Jesus is the one who is merciful. He gives her freedom. Go and sin no more. There is true freedom available for those who turn away from their sins, even if they are caught, even when we have done something wrong. When we confess it to Jesus, the new life is given to us. You who go to confession know the mercy of God and what is available to you. It's so important in the season of Lent that we do repent. It is so important that we do acknowledge that we have nothing that we can brag about before Almighty God. St. Paul tells us this: "For his sake I have accepted the loss of all things. I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him." He emphasizes that he has no righteousness himself. It only comes from Christ. We come before Christ empty-handed. Jesus fills us then with what we really need: new life. And so, my brothers and sisters, take this last week of Lent seriously. Let's look at it as an opportunity to turn away from our sins before we head into Holy Week next week. Let us repent of our sins, receive mercy from Christ. It is Jesus himself who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist.